Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. It's no secret that I express my opinions about how our local, state, and federal tax dollars are being used. This forum has allowed me to publicly criticize any tax-supported entity. No office is spared, because I believe our tax dollars are the people's money, and we have a right to expect that it is not being wasted. Believe me, sharing with you my thoughts, the research I do, and the complaints I have about our local departments never benefits me. In fact, it always does the opposite. It shouldn't be this way, since I am not paid to speak on this radio, and since my tax dollars are also being used to fund the very departments I openly criticize. However, I believe it has. You tell me what you think. Back in March, my house was broken into, and my wife and I were robbed. Given that our little community is rampant with burglaries, we do our best to prevent it. We always have a house sitter, we have dogs, we keep loaded guns at our bedside, we have a security system. Unfortunately, our house sitter failed to arm the system when he left for a short trip to the grocery store. He was gone only 45 minutes, and when he returned, he interrupted the thieves in the process of grinding through our gun safe. He immediately called the sheriff's department and told him that there was a burglary in progress at our address. While he waited for the sheriff's office to arrive, he investigated the house further. He found they had gotten into my wife's jewelry and stolen most of it, along with other items. Some of the jewelry trailed across our floor, so clearly they were in a hurry to leave. He also found a pillowcase by our front gate that was filled with tools for breaking in, including a grinder. Our house sitter had a long time to look around because it took the sheriff's office 4 hours to arrive at our house. Could this because of my public comments? I don't know. But about a week later, my friend, who lives 15 minutes away, was burglarized while he was at home sleeping. And when he interrupted the thieves and subsequently called the sheriff's office, they arrived in less than 10 minutes. The morning after our burglary, our house sitter also found a meth pipe which had been dropped by our burglars. The sheriff's department stated that none of the items left behind were suitable for fingerprinting, and they didn't dust for prints at our home either. Without any training, I did some investigating of my own, and in a short amount of time found out who robbed my house, where they live, where they buy their meth, and where they fence the stolen property. What did I get for my tax dollars? The sheriff's department didn't even question the criminals. These two drug addicts are still out there stealing everything they can. On the other hand, the sheriff's department investigated, followed leads, and apprehended the suspects who robbed my friend all within 15 hours. They did this without having the names of the thieves. Justice is a joke in Humboldt County. At least it is if you publicly oppose new taxes and out-of-control government spending. Yes, I believe the crime committed against me was swept under the rug because of my community comments. Humboldt County has devolved from a resource-based, thriving economy to a homeless cesspool where government and marijuana are our major industries, and a taxpayer is a second-class citizen. At least you are if you publicly criticize excessive taxes and mismanaged spending. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.